This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's quite another to cause a movement. We see protests every day, right? Now, it seems like. Now, I think that there should be some sort of counter-protest, whether it's writing a letter, whether it's going to the council meeting, whether it's stepping up and writing an email, whether it's social media. I don't know how, but like, I'm an Allegheny County resident. So I know that I am charged with the duty at work of speaking what I think are the most important subjects to people locally and giving my opinion on them. I think this is even more important than the police chief of the city of Pittsburgh right now. This isn't good enough what's happening with county government. Because there are a lot of people who listen to the show that live in the county and don't live in the city. Actually, there are a whole lot of them. We're being bamboozled, people, and it's time to mobilize. Another case of that happened today. And someone let the cat out of the bag who probably shouldn't. And it's on them. Now, there was a job posted. Okay? There's already 8 public relations professionals that work for the county. There's one for the jail. There's one for the fire. There's one for the police. There's one for the Office of Development. There's 8 of them. There was a job with a salary range of $90,000 to $110,000 per year. Commensurate with experience, right? For, are you ready for this? The manager of public affairs at the Allegheny County Treasurer's Office. And one of the big responsibilities is this. Leads the dissemination of press releases, media relations content, and social media content, as well as leads the writing, proofing, editing, and revising of communication materials. Because what we really need right now is a public relations person for the frickin' treasurer's office at between $90,000 and $110,000 a year. So anyway, that job was posted. And now apparently it's been filled. Maria Montano, you may remember that name. Maria Montano was the spokesperson for Mayor Ed Gainey. Up until, I don't know what, 6 months ago or so. And abruptly resigned. Now, Maria Montano, on Maria Montano's Facebook page, wrote this earlier today. May have been last night, actually. I am thrilled to share that I have accepted the position of Manager of Public Affairs for the Allegheny County Treasurer's Office. The past 6 months have been some of the most challenging of my life. But they've also been filled with love, joy, and laughter, thanks to my partner, Elizabeth Green, and my bestest hype girl, Stella. Bestest hype girl. My daughter's 14. I think she's grown out of saying my bestest hype girl. Anyway, this time allowed me to grow, reflect, and deepen the relationships that mean the most to me. For that, I'm truly grateful. To everyone who reached out to check in, offer words of support, or simply remind me that I wasn't alone, thank you. From the moment my life turned upside down, you've shown me time and again how lucky I am to have such incredible people in my corner. I'm excited for this new chapter, eager for the challenges ahead, and honored to continue pursuing my passion for public service. Now, why did Maria's life turn upside down? Let me fill you in. And this weighs exactly and lays exactly into why Maria shouldn't be named for this position. Even more so, there shouldn't be a position, as they're asking us for a 36% spike in our property tax. But anyway, why was Maria so jammed up and going through such a hard time the last 6 months? Well, just so we know, and just to clear it up.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This person is the person who resigned as the mayor's spokesperson because they signed a petition saying the city should not do business with any company associated with Israel. And now they're going to be working for the treasurer's office. That's what's happening here. Right? And they let the cat out of the bag by putting it on their own social media. There's a couple things at play here. One, I want to see exactly how stringent the interview process was. Because, make no mistake, this is one of Sarah Inamorato's pals. This is also Sarah Inamorato's link to SEIU. Okay? This is also a very diverse hire. Maria Montano is a transgendered person. So I'm going to question all of this. How fair the process was for any and all applicants. Even more so, though. Forget that part. Forget all of that. We were told by Sarah Inamorato on these very airwaves, but only on way far left shows, one on the weekend that she'll go on, that our county was in dire straits. And I mean dire straits. To the point where she proposed a 48.5% tax increase at the beginning. There weren't even pennies to pinch, let alone we were pinching pennies. It was absolute chaos, money-wise. That's what we were told by Sarah Inamorato. Okay? But now Sarah Inamorato and the treasurer's office, even more so, has the freaking audacity, when they ask my ass for 36% more from my property tax, to go out and hire one of their buddies at between $90,000 and $110,000 for an arbitrary PR job, another one that we don't need in our county. Again, I don't know the formal process. Do you go to a meeting and do you yell and scream? Do you sign up and write an email in some portal? Do you go and you wait and you speak very kindly at a council meeting? When people talk about not trusting government officials, this is exactly the reason why. They are getting their cronies in. They are doing things under the cover of the dark of night. They're trying to squeeze them in. And they're telling me and you, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's bad. But wait. Hold on. You're my friend. I can get you a job. We need another public relations person. One for the treasurer's office. Shh, don't tell anybody. But start coming to work on Monday. It's garbage. It's nonsense. It's entirely leftist. And it's ridiculous. And I hope, I really hope, that they've paid attention to Doge and seeing what's going on in this country. Because I hope it hits all of them square in the ass real soon. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. If there's one thing we should unite together as a county, it's these people in charge right now telling us our county is bankrupt and has no money to do anything but hiring one of their pals to be a PR person.